we please talk about what went down at UFC 251, please? Just for a minute, alright? So obviously, fights happened at the weekend. True to form, my bets were just terrible. I'll go into them on an individual basis. But yeah, I'll just have a quick run through the main card, a few reactions to what went down at the weekend. So, Paige VanZant opens up the card against Amanda Ribas. Now, this was a tough spot for Paige. I did mention earlier on the week on Instagram, I think it was, but either way, that I thought that it was a bad time for Paige VanZant to be kind of sounding off about how little she supposedly gets paid by the UFC and that she's, going to be looking to win this fight and test the free agent market because she feels like she's worth more than she's being paid by the UFC. That's fair enough. Obviously, always going to be hustling, looking for that pay rise. But when you look at, I was just looking at it from this point of view where she was alluding that Dancing with the Stars paid her more just for doing Dancing with the Stars than she's made in her entire UFC career. Now, it is in the name. It's Dancing with the Stars, I don't think she would have been a star necessarily without being in the UFC. And she worked hard and she was very marketable. She deserves it. She's actually very successful. So, I'm sure she can go on to other things. But I do feel like she's not really reached her potential in the octagon. And that's probably why she's not being paid what she feels like she deserves. She was talking about how, she should be getting paid more and things like that, when she should have been focusing on her opponent, because her opponent, the opponent they gave her for this comeback fight, was just, she's a killer. And, I did have an in-play bet. Well, it wasn't in-play, but it was just before the fight started. Ribas to win by submission in round number one, 7.5-1. The very fact that bookies were giving odds on that tells you how good Ribas is and that she managed to get it done in the first round by submission. She's just an absolute phenom. So, the UFC, the matchmaking-wise, it put Paige in a bit of a tough spot because it's the last fight on her contract and she's against an absolute killer. But, by the same token, they can't give Paige tin cans forever. And she's talking about how she feels like she's worth more. Look, the UFC wanted Paige VanZant to succeed. They did. They wanted her to succeed. So they tried to. They really pushed her marketing wise. They wanted her to be the next Ronda Rousey. The UFC want stars. They want fighters to succeed. But you do have to also win. And the fact that she hasn't won in quite some time, the culpability for that is on no one else except Paige VanZant, unfortunately. So this doesn't put her in a good position. She's out of contract. I don't think the UFC are particularly interested in re-signing her, but that remains to be seen. But either way, she could go into other things. She doesn't have to stay in fighting. She's made enough of a name now that she can make a living from just advertising products on Instagram. And fair play to her. Why shouldn't she do that? It beats getting punched in the face. But I suppose if she's still passionate about fighting, then she should definitely try out, Bellator or one of the other big promotions. But either way, all the best to her. But her opponent, Ribas, wow, she's one to watch. She was absolutely sensational. And she seemed like such a nice girl as well. I'm really hoping to see more of her. And she great performance at the weekend from Ribas. And best of luck to Paige VanZant in the future. Rose Namajunas against Jessica Andrade. Now this was a good fight. It was a really good scrap. I mean, I think that it was close, but I think the judges got it about right. The first two rounds probably went to Rose, and the last round clearly went to Andrade because she came on really strong in the last round, really beat Rose up quite badly, cut her, did a lot of damage. And, fair play, Rose, I thought Rose won that fight. However, I did take a little bit of exception to when she, after the fight, they're interviewing her, and she said, it felt like I found my flow state again. Because, before the fight, I noticed that she was saying that she didn't feel herself in the first fight against Andrade, and that was why she lost. Said, no, that's not why you lost, Rose. You lost because you got slammed on your head. Other than that, take the slam out of the first fight, and Rose Namajunas looked sensational, flawless almost, in that first meeting, right? I'll tell you what, she didn't look flawless in the second meeting. She may have gotten the win, but she looked better in the first fight. She really did. And she's in the interview afterwards saying that she felt her flow come back, and that was why she was able to be so much better. I was like, I would argue that she didn't look better. I'd like to argue that in the first fight, Andrade, like, it wasn't a fluke because she was going for the slam, but there was some fortune involved with it. And other than that, Rose looked absolutely sensational and was piecing Andrade up. Andrade had far more success in the second meeting. Rose managed to get the win, but I don't think she looked as good. I think she needs to really look a lot better. If she's going to come back against somebody like even Jana Jędrzejczyk, I mean, she'd beaten her twice, so I don't see why they'd do that again. But if she's hoping to go up against Zhang Weili, that's going to be tough if she performs the way she did at the weekend. But either way, she's back in the win column. She had a long time out, so, you know, good for her. And I'm sure we'll see her back soon, and hopefully we will see the best Rose Namajunas again, because when she's at her best, she is sensational. Love her. Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo, he looked very good in this fight, I thought. And he was one of the ones I picked him to win. I really thought he had a good chance in this fight. And you know what? Up until he got overwhelmed, I think in the fourth round, he looked very, very good. He was hitting a lot of leg kicks. He was giving Peter Yan a lot of problems. And it was, as I said, Peter Yan does his best work when he uses his footwork to force his opponents against the cage. And I said that if Aldo keeps off that cage, he's going to have success. Aldo had success every time he was like moving around in the middle of the octagon. He was finding success. He was going back to the leg kicks an awful lot more. He looked like the Aldo of old. He really did. He looked absolutely sensational. But then he got backed up against the cage. And that's when Peter Yan unloads his most devastating shots. And fair to, and what impressed me about Peter Yan also was his toughness. He looked tough as hell in there. He was so tough because he managed to take a lot of really hard shots from Aldo, particularly the leg kicks, you know, a lot of hooks to the liver and to the body and to the head. He looked very tough because he kind of just like shrugged them off. Not to say that he wasn't bothered by any of them, but it was just when he managed to get Aldo forced up against the fence, as I thought would happen if that situation arose, he was able to put Aldo away. And fair play to him, you know, new bantamweight champ. And I look forward to seeing him against Aljamain Sterling, because Aljamain Sterling, to me, I thought he was higher ranked and should have really gotten that title fight. But that's water under the bridge now. I'm sure that they have to do Sterling versus Peter Yan now, surely. And yeah, that's going to be an excellent fight. That's really going to be an interesting one. So I hope they put that together sooner rather than later. Maxi Baby. Poor Max. Either way, you know, Max Holloway versus Volkanovski too. It was a good fight. It was competitive. A lot of people are saying it was a robbery. It wasn't a robbery. Do I think the judges got it wrong? Yes. Yes, I do. I thought Max did enough to edge the third round. But the third round was razor close. And that was the kind of tipping point. And at the end of the day, to beat the champion, you really have to do better than the champion. You can't equal the champion. Any rounds that are kind of a coin toss in a championship fight, I always say if it's a coin toss for that round, it has to go to the champion. There has to be a championship advantage. There has to be. You can't just do as good as the champion. You have to be better than the champion. I predicted Max would get the stoppage in this one, and if he'd have pushed harder to get the stoppage, I'm not saying that he wasn't trying to get the stoppage, because that's a ridiculous thing to say. All fighters are trying to stop the fight. So ideally, they're not paid by the hour. They want to end it as early as they can. I'm sure if he could have gotten the finish, he would have. But it didn't play out like that. It went to the judges. I do think that, you know, did the judges get it wrong? Maybe. Was it robbery? Absolutely not. It was a close fight. It was very, very close. Volkanovski has now won two in a row against Max Holloway. That's, you know, that's another kind of bad times for Max, really, because he's not really going to be justified in being given another title shot against Volkanovski, which is a shame, because, like I said, I do feel like the judges maybe got it wrong, but I don't feel like it was a robbery. And as I say, I do feel like there should be a championship advantage, which is why Jones, in my mind, Jones beat Reyes, because whilst a lot of those rounds were close, the ones that are a coin toss, you have to give to the champion. You can't just equal the champion. You have to beat the champion. But Max Holloway's only 28. He's going to come back. He's going to look better than ever. And you know what? If anybody can earn another title shot against somebody who's already beaten him twice, it is Max Holloway. So I'm looking forward to, you know, to seeing what happens next for both of them. Volkanovski as well, because, I mean, Featherweight is looking really stacked at the moment. And, yeah, he's going to have a lot of really scary challenges coming his way. And I look forward to seeing him fight all of them. Masvidal against Usman. Not quite the fireworks barn burner that we were hoping for. But let's be fair, you know, it was a fight taken at short notice for Masvidal. Masvidal did everything that he could to try and, like, get himself into a position where he could unload and put Kamaru Usman away. It didn't quite go down like that, but, you know, he gave his best effort. And it did go to a decision. I mean, Masvidal's stock has gone up either way. Because, I mean, we were all hoping that Street Jesus could pull off a miracle. Do you know what I mean? Street Jesus, game bred. He's on the cover of the UFC game now. And you know, he came from fighting in backyards all the way to the championship fight. It would have been lovely if he would have managed to get the win. But it's not a film. Do you know what I mean? Kamaru Usman is a tough competitor. He's going to be very, very difficult to beat. However, one thing I would say for Usman is I do think he played it a little bit safe. And you do have to be careful with that. Because Tyron Woodley, he took a lot of flack for playing certain fights safe. And, yeah, at the end of the day, playing it safe is great as long as you're winning. But, you know what I mean? The problem is, as soon as you stop winning, the UFC will try and find ways to kind of show you the door if you're not an exciting fighter. I mean, ask John Fitch about that, you know? But at the end of the day, Usman looked good. He looked dominant. But it's just, I don't like seeing silly things like, you know, they're talking about like the BMF title, right? You know, and Francis Ngannou comes out and goes, oh, you know, Usman is now a double champ because he's got the BMF belt as well. It's like, no, he doesn't, right? Because the BMF belt wasn't on the line. It's a made-up title anyway. But let's be real, even if it wasn't a made-up title, do you know what I mean? Let's look at it this way. Like, no, Usman knew he was fighting. He had like a fight camp. Do you know what I mean? Whereas Masvidal took it on 6 days' notice. Would Usman, like, not be in a fighting camp, not have a fight booked, and then put his welterweight title on the line at 6 days' notice? The answer to that is no. It's an emphatic no. That wouldn't happen. So you can't expect the BMF belt to be on the line, even if it was. It's not a real belt anyway. But even if it was, like, you can't expect that belt to be on the line at 6 days' notice. And the baddest motherfucker move is to take the fight on 6 days' notice. So therefore, Jorge Masvidal is still the BMF. He's still the BMF, and he has the belt to prove it. And Jorge Masvidal, the sky's the limit for this guy at the moment. Whoever he fights next, it's going to be fireworks. Because, I mean, I'm hoping they're going to run back him and Nate Diaz, because it's going to do great numbers. It'll be a really entertaining fight. You know, I mean, it's not going to be, let's be fair, like, the main event, it was, well, Joan, whilst Masvidal was trying everything he could, he was just getting stifled by Usman. And it ended up being a slightly dull affair. You know what I mean? And sometimes that happens. It is fighting. But, again, this is where Usman needs to be careful. He doesn't want to have too many fights that go that way. Because at the end of the day, whilst this is a sport, it's a sport, but first and foremost, it has to be entertaining. If it's not entertaining, people will not watch it. People can harp on all day about how, oh, well, no, but it's a sport, man. It's just about the sport. No, piss off. It is entertainment. It is entertainment first and foremost. If it wasn't entertaining, people wouldn't watch it. Do you know what I mean? People enjoy the narrative. That's what the UFC have done so well in their kind of in their rise, is they show you the story behind the fighters, because the people care about the narrative. Do you know what I mean? It's just that you don't need to. It's all about the narrative. So, at the end of the day, you need to be able to make the fights interesting. If the fights aren't entertaining, people aren't going to watch. But either way, it was a fun event overall, and I enjoyed watching it. So I'll look forward to seeing the next ones. And see who's next for Usman, because there's some interesting fights to make for him as well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. And I'm sure I can lose some more money hand over fist on some terrible bets. If you enjoyed the video, please give me a like, subscribe. And if you don't agree with my assessment of Max Holloway or anything else, tell me so in the comments. I live for, you know, just friendly comments. You know, just we can have a friendly debate. We can disagree and not kind of have a go at each other. But I do enjoy talking about this kind of thing. So by all means, leave me a comment, and until next time, I'll catch you later.